Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon with another college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Today, we head out to Collegeville, Pennsylvania to learn about the Division III Ursinus Bears. Ursinus coming off a very good 8-3 2024 season. They went 3-3 in the Centennial Conference and finished the campaign on a four-game winning streak, which included a Centennial MAC Bowl Series victory over Stevenson. Caught up with Ursinus head coach Peter Gallagher to get a feel for the 2024 Bears. All right, Coach, less than 2 weeks until your season opener. Do you still consider this camp week as we're talking, or have you kind of transitioned to more of a game week feel?
Yeah, it doesn't feel quite like camp week because normally you get 3 hours to practice. During the school year, we're limited to two. So we've gotten most of the camp stuff done as far as handling the situations and the, you know, going live and teaching our fundamentals. So it feels a little bit more of a pregame week. So here we go.
So how have things gone, you know, getting up to this point and getting ready for the 2024 season? You happy with how camp went, how things developed?
You know, I think we have a tremendous amount of returners. I think you always look at the first spot, right, the quarterback spot. So we have a returner in Jalen Bradford there. And last year, you know, he was in the process of becoming the starter and didn't come, you know, we thought that he was going to be. But, you know, this year it's just there's more cohesion. There's more the insertions go easier. Like he's going through all these things. And you know, the game experience. So, you know, we're happy to return, you know, our quarterback. And we're actually really excited about the depth that we have at the quarterback spot with Tristan Machado from Penn Charter and Alan Paterzo from LaSalle. So that, in addition to a lot of our guys, you know, five of our offensive linemen, all five played last year. So four of them were started all 10 games and one of them started about half. So we feel that spot is, which is a key spot, is prepared.
To that point about the quarterback, but when you've got quarterback and offensive line with experience, how much does that accelerate things as far as what you can do offensively? It just seems like that's a real, if you're going to have experience, that is a nice 5-6 man place to have it there, because it kind of jump starts everything else.
You know, I think the biggest thing with the offensive line, you know, and obviously you throw to score, you run to win, right? But, you know, the biggest thing with the offensive line is there's all these twists and blitzes and different things. And boy, oh boy, if you can pick those up, if they're sending more than four, they're a man down in a zone, or, you know, they don't have underneath help or something like that. So we feel pretty good about, you know, where we're going with the football if it's a 3 or 4 man rush, and where we're going with football if it's 5-6 or even more. And you know, the kids that are back on the perimeter too, Justin Collier at Archbishop Ryan and Cam Dennis out of Springfield, Monco, and Cody House and Ryder Zolkowski, they're all back too. So we feel fairly mature how we've gone through our insertion and not just our plays, but the amount of different defensive looks that we've seen and be able to practice against during this camp.
Now let's switch. How are things looking on defense? Where do you see the strengths in that unit right now?
We have a lot of kids back on defense too. The kids that you're not going to replace, but you got to try to come up with some production. Is losing our All-American defensive end Ryan Bedolis, and that's not easy shoes to fill.
What do you think in the back seven defensively? What are you liking?
Ryan DeVirgilis returns. Has really started every game that he's played here. We have two corners that are returning. We have our strong safety, Pat McManus, is returning. Aaron Anderson's returning at cornerback. Anthony Esposito returning at corner. So the depth there, we have some depth. We're able to play zone. We're able to play man. We're able to do a bunch of different things with these guys. And, these guys have been through falls. They've been through spring practice. And, they just went through another camp. So they're ready to go.
We will get back to our conversation with our Sinus head football coach, Peter Gallagher, in just a moment. But first, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and a thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Discover for yourself what truly makes these hybrids special. Redefine your driving experience with Honda, KBB.com's best value brand of 2023. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. And now let's get back to our conversation with Peter Gallagher, head coach of the Division III Ursinus College football team.
Anything surprise you out of this camp? Maybe somebody caught your eye that you didn't think was going to kind of be in the picture, but has kind of forced their way into the discussion for playing time?
I think we have a decent amount of surprises. We brought in the biggest freshman class that we've had in school history, and we have a lot of talent that did come in as freshmen, and I don't foresee that many of them playing. I see them as developing, but certainly we're excited about that talent and. We have a good amount of kids that are that sophomore now that have a year under their belt that, 5-10 pounds bigger and a little bit more sudden and knowing where to be and knowing what they're going to see and how they need to react and how they need to process. I'm pleased with where we're at. Cliches are cliches for a reason, right? It's going to be kind of one game at a time, one practice at a time, that whole deal. I think the attitude of this team is really good. Our staff is intact for the most part and hitting on all cylinders there. So I'm excited about 2024 and seeing what the Bears can do.
For the most part, is the biggest step taken by kids from freshman to sophomore? Is that where you see the most growth once they've got that year?
Absolutely. And really, you really see it between freshman and freshman spring. As soon as they go through the insertion for the second time, you see a lot of growth. But then you have another, several months of maturity over the summer. And a 200-pound kid comes back at 207, and you look at the Division III, and then you look at the PSAC or Division I or in two. With all the redshirting, right? These kids get to be 22, 23 years old, that's a big difference between a 19-year-old to a 22-year-old. So, the maturation process is certainly significant with all of our younger kids that come in. And it continues. It really does. It continues from freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, senior year, where as it should, right? Like another year in a weight room, another year physically developing, and another year just developing into a man, right? And a full-grown man. And that's exciting to see and really work with these kids from the time they come in till the time they graduate.
Special teams, what's that looking like?
So we have Jordan Carr. He led the conference last year in kickoffs. He has a really, really strong leg. And led the conference in touchbacks. He can put the ball in the end zone. So he's also going to be our punter. We graduated Billy Cook. So Jordan's going to take over punting and kicking responsibilities, place kicking. So Jordan's really going to be a big deal. And like I mentioned a few minutes ago, that our depth is key. We have a lot of talented players. Getting those kids out in to play in the kicking game, where they're going to run full speed with their hair on fire and try to change the outcome of the football game. We feel, and that's constantly being evaluated, how we get our best kids out onto the field. So we're excited about, our coverage and our return units and the talent that we're going to be able to put out on the field.
Overall, if you're going to get to where you want to get to, as far as success is concerned, what is kind of like the big overarching key for this group?
Every year, it's quarterback play, right? We have to make good decisions with the football. And like I said, the run game helps quarterback. But at the quarterback spot, we got to throw the ball to the right spot. And obviously, we got to catch it. But we got to manage the game. And at any level, Matt, right? The quarterback is the key to success, and being sound and energetic and enthusiastic in all other spots. I would say, going off of last year's statistics, one area that we really want to improve at is the turnover margin. We need to take the ball away more and give it up less. That is such a scoring offense, scoring defense, turnover margin, right? Those are the areas that we have to excel at. I think we have the players and coaches to put that together. And like I said, we're pretty excited about what 2024 is going to bring.
And that will do it for this college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Many thanks to Ursinus head coach Peter Gallagher for taking the time to talk. Ursinus will open its season Friday night, September 6th at home in Collegeville against Alvernia. Now we will have another college football preview coming your way soon. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.